joined by winner of today's Pit Boss 250, AJ Allmendinger, driver of the number 16 Colleague Racing Chevrolet. AJ, this is your seventh Xfinity Series road course win. How are you feeling?
I feel really good. It's we've had a good start to the year when you look at the finishes and things, but feel like you take out Daytona, we haven't really contended. Atlanta was okay, but contended for wins, and we knew that this was a racetrack last year where we weren't as good. We finished second, but Kyle beat us down pretty good, so I knew that 54 car was going to be good. A little bit frustrated early in the weekend, just felt like the stuff that I'd done setup-wise for us wasn't very good, and was quite frustrated with that. But this race is it's a tough race. It's a long race. Track gets slick. As we saw in the truck race, you get late race restarts, anything can happen. And, once we got through that first stage, we weren't amazing, but I felt good enough if we did all the right things to win the race. So I was just trying to put ourselves in position there, and pit stops were good. Strategy was good to be able to restart up front there. And Ross was doing an amazing job, especially in that 92 car. He's so good right now. So I knew it was going to be tough to beat him, but once I think he got spun on that restart, I just paced myself and really, more than anything, just prayed for no more yellows for a couple reasons. A, because I didn't want to do any more restarts, and B, my old body was hot, so I did not want to ride around under yellow anymore because it was hot in that race car.
Thank you. All right, we're going to start right up here.
Neil McFadden, FrenchChurch.com. AJ, this is now the sixth different road course you've won on in NASCAR overall. When it comes to all those tracks, what is in all the different styles, what is your preferred kind of road course, and where does Coda fit on the landscape for you?
Well, Coda's leading right now after in this moment. I love all the racetracks that we go to. I would love to run the full Watkins Glen, because the boot in that section would be a lot of fun to drive. Watkins Glen's tough just because it's so short. I enjoy them all. I mean, it's what I've grown up doing. And, this was a racetrack last year. I felt like actually turned our road course program in a great direction because, as I said, finishing second was not too bad, but Kyle put it on us so bad. So we went to work and did some homework and kept working on it. So we've kind of evolved the setups really from this race last year, and in practice and qualifying, it wasn't great, and it was definitely a tough race car to drive. This track is tough because it's you carry speed down through the S's, but it's so slick in certain areas, so it's easy to overstep the car, especially an Xfinity car where it's not a lot of grip. But I mean, any road course that we go to, I try to have fun with it, and it's just, of course, when you go out there and win it makes it very enjoyable, but it's a fun racetrack for sure.
All right, we'll go to Steven.
You are now 1 point behind Gregson for the Xfinity Series points lead. Obviously, it's still early, but you won the regular season championship last year. Do you think you guys have the potential to repeat in that regard?
Well, I mean, we got a lot of work to do, no doubt. What I've loved about all of our men and women at Colleague Racing is they've done a lot of homework in the off season. I felt like the end of our last year wasn't amazing. We kind of struggled, even though we made the final four. We never had speed at a lot of the racetracks. So we've done our homework and went to work. I think there's positives that we've gained in our race cars. There's also some work we got to do. So if you look at the mile and a half and 2 mile racetracks, we've qualified on pole and had speed, but there's definitely weaknesses that we got to keep working on. So I think what we've done a great job of so far this year is maximizing our day. Whether it's a seventh place finish or a sixth place finish or, at a racetrack like this where we got a chance to win and we do it. But it's always nice to get a win early in the season. You kind of get that pressure off your shoulders to have that win. And now we can kind of look forward to Richmond, which was a really good track for us last year, and to Martinsville, a place that I really enjoy. So, look forward to going to those next two tracks.
All right, we'll go to Bob next and then up here.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. How different are the S's without the curbs that were there last year, and now NASCAR, having to make rulings if you get all four tires kind of outside the race.
Yeah, they're a little bit, you know, they're still the same corner, but you straight line it a little bit more. But with that, you carry more speed into it. So if you step out, it's hard. I mean, you're carrying, I don't know the speed, but it feels like you're carrying at least 10 miles per hour more kind of through the S's. So if you make a mistake or the car steps out, it's hard to gather up. And you lose a lot more time than I feel like you did last year because everybody was kind of stuck at the same pace through there just because with the curbing, you could only run a certain speed. You know, with that said, it's, I feel like it puts NASCAR right on that verge because I don't think any of us there's been questions I saw in qualifying, and even when I watched the truck series, I thought, okay, maybe that's a cut that didn't get called, but it's the same for everybody. It's one of those things. You can push the limit, but you don't want to overstep it because if you do and NASCAR makes a call, you can't argue it. You're going to have to do a drive-through, and that's going to really hurt your race. So it's the same for everybody, but it's definitely made the S's a bit different compared to last year.
All right, up here and then to Holly.
AJ, Rob Tiansman from thepodiumfinish.net. AJ, congratulations on a big win here at COTA. I know you were talking earlier in the week how Austin's a great marketplace here, but you know, kind of piggybacking off an earlier question, but kind of changing it up. How does it feel like when you know you can actually sweep the race weekend at such a prestigious track like this one?
Yeah, I mean, it's this racetrack last year, just the fans that showed up and the weather was, especially on Sunday, it was absolutely amazing, like how packed it was. I can't wait to see tomorrow. I think the new next-gen cars are going to put on a great show. They're really fun to drive. But, you know, it's you always like coming to a new city. And maybe you create a new fan base, and we already have a great fan base that with the people that show up. But you know, there's a lot of history around this racetrack, even though it hadn't been there super long between Formula One and MotoGP and IndyCar and sports cars. So you get a lot of great names that win at this racetrack. So, of course, you always want to put your name on that list and be a part of the history of this racetrack.
Holly.
Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. Hey, AJ. How much pressure do you put on yourselves at these road course races? I mean, everyone kind of has this expectation that you're going to be the guy that shows how it's done. What is that like for you personally?
Yeah, I mean, it's don't get me wrong. I love showing up to road courses, but it's not a fun weekend for me. I put a lot of pressure on myself anyway, but at these racetracks, I know the expectations that I put on myself. I know the outside world probably has those expectations, but what makes it great about Matt and Chris especially, really the whole race team, but Matt and Chris, they don't put those expectations on me. They know what my ups and downs when I get stressed, when I get anxiety because I feel like I'm letting us down. I felt like all weekend I've been letting us down, whether I have or not, I don't, you know, but that's the way I look at it. So it's not in the heat of the weekend. I don't ever feel good. I mean, I got like constant anxiety. I got constant pressure. I'm probably not in the best mood at any point just because I expect to go out there and win races for us, especially in the Xfinity series. So yeah, I mean, it's like it's not a lot of fun. This is fun after, but in the moment it is not. I don't feel good. Like that's how much anxiety and pressure I put on myself. But you know, with that said, especially this year, all the men and women have been putting in like serious hours. I can't tell you the lack of sleep that our whole shop has. That I can't imagine how our crew members, their families at home, because they don't get to see them a lot right now. And so it's tough. So it's one of those things. Got my boy here.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
But so, you know, and it's one of those things that I you see it on their faces at the shop. I can't. I mean, the Cups guys, I think, loaded the car at 4 a.m. Thursday. And, like, the Xfinity team is doing the same. It's they'll get home late tonight and Monday morning, they're tearing the cars apart. So there's a lot going on. So I feel like I add pressure to myself right now because, like, the best way I could show my appreciation is, A, you tell them a lot, but, B, you go out there and win races. And So yeah, it quite honestly hasn't been a fun weekend for me at all. So I'll enjoy this a good bit tonight and just relax and hopefully have a better attitude tomorrow.
We have a question for you right over there, AJ.
Jared Haas with FrontStretch.com. With this race being the qualifying for the Dash for Cash, you're unofficially in the Dash for Cash. How do you race differently between these races and to, like I said, regular races throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. It's great what Xfinity does to put $100,000 each race for four races. We've been fortunate enough at College Racing to win it a couple of times. It's a big deal because we give that to the crew members and put that in a pod as well. So, I mean, it's a good chunk of money, but I don't race any different per se throughout the course of the race. Now, at the end of the race, if you don't have a chance to win and you find yourself surrounded by maybe one or two of the other drivers, just the other drivers you're racing against, yeah, your mind switches to maybe taking a chance to do whatever you have to do to win the Dash for Cash and qualify for the next week. But over the course of the race, I don't think too much about it.
Any additional questions for AJ? All right, let's go right up here.
Yeah, Kirk Schneider, GetFence.com. AJ, just looking ahead to Richmond next weekend and Martinsville after that, like, are you content with the College Racing Short Track program? Or do you feel like you'll have a shot to, you know, go and contend for top five or wins? Or do you feel like that's still a program that you guys need to be working on?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Chris, we're constantly updating everything, right? We're constantly trying to work on every racetrack. So, to be quite honest with you, I don't know what we'll have next week. I know what we had last year was a pretty good setup, so at least we have something to go off of at Richmond. Even the previous year, Justin was really good there and had a shot to win the race. You know, last year we led some laps and the tire strategy didn't really work out. So we have a good baseline to work off of, but, you know, we're working hard on the cars to try to make them more competitive. So I don't know where we're going to be next week. And, you know, that's some chances we got to take. You know, last year that was what was probably tough about it was we were winning races, right? And you're running up front and there's no real practice. So it's like, okay, we need to make some changes, but we don't want to go too far and dial ourselves out for a weekend or two and start struggling. So I think right now we're in a position where we can take some more chances and work on some stuff. You get a little bit of practice, but more importantly, use the early part of the season now, especially with a win, to try a couple things and see if we can get really head in the right direction on all types of racetracks that we go to. I mean, it's still better no practice because if – you know, like the start of yesterday, we were absolutely terrible, I felt like, today, and we struggled. And there's not a lot of changes you can make, but we definitely went and made some changes, and I thought it was better today. So, yeah, it's not – you're not changing spindles and truck – you know, doing all kinds of stuff that you used to do back in the day, but any lap time helps on at the racetracks that we go to.
All right, we have time for one more question.
AJ, you know, I typically like to ask you serious questions, so I hope this one's not too much of a downer, but you talked about how much the men and women at College mean so much to you with the efforts they put in, but how much inspiration do you draw from your family knowing that they've been with you through the ups and downs and you keep having these excellent victories at these road courses?
Well, my wife has to listen to me whine and bitch constantly at home about how bad I'm not great. So for her, at least she gets a night of happiness, so we got that for her. And my mom and dad, especially, you know, they've always done it for me. You know, they mortgaged their house three times. My dad is and my mom are still my biggest fans. So there's a bit of a different type of pressure. I want to perform, especially for my parents, because I partially do it for him because, you know, my dad loved watching me race, especially. And he asked me this week, hey, when you win a race, can I get the checkered flag? I'm like, yeah, Dad, I'll work on that. Like, I'd love to win the race. Like, and in the moment, I'll try to remember to grab the checkered flag for you. So, I mean, stuff like that. There's still a big part of me that continually races just for them because especially my dad, my mom too, but my dad's more vocal about it. He loves watching his son race, and you know, I don't want to take that away from him. I got the checkered flag, and I told my wife, make sure she grabs it before Matt Collar grabs it. So,
thanks, AJ. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.